you think back to the end of the football season, Celtic, of course, won the league, and then Neil Lennon decided that he was going to go. There were a number of names in the frame for the Celtic manager's job after Neil Lennon decided that he was going to move on. Roy Keane, he was linked, wasn't he? He was apparently spoken to. David Moyes, his name was in the hat. The post, of course, eventually went to Ronny Deila, who was the Norwegian that everybody responded to, Ronnie Who. But I think he'll be looking over his shoulder because another top Lurgan, well, coach really, because he does have a bit of coaching experience, as we'll find out, almost beat him to the job. Lisa McAllister is here with the exclusive details. This is a very impressive CV of this potential candidate, Lisa, that you placed before me.
It is indeed, and I can confirm that you are looking at the job application that 10-year-old Jay Beattie submitted to the chief executive at Celtic Football Club. And you'll remember, Jay, he was the 10-year-old superfan who has Downs, and he became an internet sensation on the last day of the season. Neil Lennon went over, he gave him his last ever SBL winner's medal, and Samaras plucked him out of the crowd, and there was this fantastic walkabout across the pitch where Jay got the most amazing reception. People were chanting his name and everything. So you would think there that really the fans knew who he was. And so following Neil Lennon's shock departure, and especially with that winner's medal in his back pocket, Jay thought he would turn his hand to the job. So he filled out this very detailed application, and I've been to see both him and his daddy to talk about it. You wrote a letter, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I would love to be a manager for Celtic.
Well, what all did you say in the letter? You talked about maybe not being able to make a midweek game because you're at school, didn't you? But you came up with a bright idea of the walkie-talkies.
Yeah, I did. And now the walkie-talkies are working again, which is good. And it will give one to my daddy.
Martin, so Jay had it all worked out. You were going to be the assistant manager then.
I was, yes. Jay had appointed me as assistant manager if he had got the job. Unfortunately, he didn't. So I was to go over on the midweek games. Mm-hmm. And Jay was going to have the walkie-talkies and watch it on the TV and then let me know what to do with the walkie-talkies. So that was part of the deal.
Well, at least it was well thought out, and, you know, he presented the full package to the board. You know, the backroom staff and all were there.
Definitely, with everybody on, he was going to do the kits, washing the kits and stuff like that. So it was all sorted out. His teacher, Miss Casey, though, might have been a wee bit annoyed if he had went over on a Wednesday night. He wouldn't have been back for school on a Thursday, or he'd been tired, so it was left to me to hold the fort for the team.
It's amazing, really, given what was presented to the board, that they wrote back and they've said no.
Yes, well, I'm sure, well, Ronnie Deila is now the new manager, and I'm sure he could make midweek games. You know, it was a bonus.
That's maybe just where he edged it.
I think that's where he got it. It was slightly older as well. So and
the chief executive, he wrote Jay a nice letter.
He did. It was very nice. And we didn't think we'd have got a response. And he come back there, and it came through the post, and he sent a lovely letter, and the person he signed, and he also sent Jay a lovely Celtic T-shirt for applying for the job. So it was nice to see that they actually took the time to read it, and it was a personal letter, so it was great. Yeah, brilliant.
Not that this house isn't already Celtic mad, but has it made you a wee bit more Celtic mad?
It has. Well, it's we said before in our last interview, we were asked, you know, how we're going to top getting the medal and off Neil Lennon and being brought on by Samaras, and we said at the time, well, maybe they'll make him Celtic manager, but we were close, like we were in the running. So we were nearly there. Maybe give him a couple of years and you'll get the manager's job.
Yeah. I love to be a manager for Celtic, and this is good.
Are you all delighted that they wrote back to you and sent you a T-shirt?
Yeah, and I was brilliant of them, and I love them very much.
Have you seen that over 1 million people have watched that video of you and Samaras?
Yeah, and I love meeting Samaras again in Greece.
I think you would get to Greece and you would be like One Direction. You'd be just a massive celebrity.
Brilliant.
So here, what are we going to do? You get knocked back this time for the manager's job, but are you thinking that maybe in a couple of years you'll reapply?
Yeah, it's good. And Neil Lennon will be my assistant manager.
You've been sacked for Neil Lennon already?
Well, that's not possible. We'll be discussed.
My daddy is my Celtic buddy, and me and my daddy go together.
Well, he's very cutthroat, is Jay. I mean, he's already sacked as assistant manager before he's even got the job, as it's Martin's out the window.
Well, that's it, and ruined his boyhood dream in the process.
I mean, he obviously isn't well enough qualified. It's a great story, and it's a fantastic letter. I took a picture of the letter, and I've stuck it out on my Twitter, at Tagger Joel. He wants to point out at this time, as it says, there's a great paragraph here. I need to point out at this time, I wouldn't be able to go to midweek games, as it would be a school night, and my teacher, Miss Casey, or as I call her for a wee joke, Miss Tasty, would be very cross with me, as I need a wee nap at my desk the next day. But again, that's where the walkie-talkies would come in handy.
Very handy, very handy. You see, it's all so well thought out. But what we should do as well is we should retweet the link that shows Jay getting the...
By
the,
Giorgio Samaras.
By Samaras round the pitch, because you see there just how popular he really is with the fans. And I think he would have been the people's choice.
Well, the fans certainly would have given him time to get things right. and if they'd drawn out a Greek team in Europe, well, then sure, that would have been just perfect.
Well, that's it. And over a million hits on that. So that means that in Greece, he is like a member of One Direction. He would go over there and be mobbed.
Oh, sorry. I thought he couldn't sing either. Right, well, listen, Jay, if you're listening and you're not at school, this is only the first opportunity, and I'm sure this CV will be picked up somewhere along the line. Maybe it means having to go to a lesser club first and then proving yourself with the walkie-talkies, seeing if your dad is any good as an assistant, seeing if your mum's able to wash the kits to a significantly high standard, and then you can prove yourself there and do what all the other managers do and move up through the divisions. I think that could be the way forward now. Lisa, well done. That's the big managerial story. Forget whether Roy Hodgson's going to stay on as England manager. That's the big football managerial story that we needed.